Hi, it's Aaron Barnhart of the Kansas City Star with another TV Barn podcast, where I talk about the media with the media. My interview with Rachel Maddow from Lawrence, Kansas, part two.
Every night you put an issue out there, and part of it is prognostication. Mm-hmm. By shaping the narrative, you're sort of placing a bet on where the story is going.
Yeah.
Where do you think this nutty prank call story that just... You know, it's one thing to get pranked for 5 minutes the way Sarah Palin did when she was called by Sarkozy.
Yeah.
But to get pranked for 20 minutes by a guy who is in classic prank call format, getting wilder and wilder as the call goes on and not biting on it. Everyone on your network, including you, having a field day with it.
Yeah.
Where do you think it's going to wind up?
Well, I think the most important thing about it there's a procedurally important thing about it, and there's a substantively important thing. The procedural thing is what I talked about most on the show tonight in the A block, which is, you know, it was your idea to stretch this thing out. It was your idea to make it take a long time and let this stressful, tenuous situation go on for as long as possible because you thought you could handle it. You thought you would not be the one who broke down. Welcome to governing. So it shows the sort of the hubris, the folly in Scott Walker's hubris. But substantively, the reason that the story is bigger than a prank call story usually would be, it's not just the length of the call. Well, that's part of it. But I think it's because of what he said his strategy is. I mean, he laid it all out there. We got to see how he talks to people who he thinks are on his side. And it's kind of like when WikiLeaks came out. It's one thing for us to have a sense that, like, okay, Gaddafi's probably a nut, and, you know, Kim Jong-il's son really likes Eric Clapton, okay. Like, it's another thing to sort of, like, have these ideas and rumors about how things are. It's another thing to see it confirmed by the people who are there, who are reporting it officially, not for your eyes. It's like listening in on somebody who's having a conversation about you, and they don't know you're in the room. You're going to get, that's the thing you most want to hear. And so what he said about the sort of game way that he took on the concept of planting troublemakers in the crowd and the way he was talking about trying to trick the Democrats and the idea of having a Louisville slugger out there and how he wanted to break down those unions and everything about how he saw himself as Ronald Reagan. There's not a word in there about the budget. You know, I mean, 20 minutes, he's not talking about how this is really going to help his fiscal realities. This is about destroying those guys for partisan means. And he's talking to his benefactor donor in his mind about it. So it's just, it was a window into... sort of his motivations that he will never be able to live down ever.